Keith Finnegan Show on Galway Bay FM. Brought to you in association with Yates College. Exceptional education, exceptional results, and education for life. Call us on 091-533-500.
Let me come back here to the Gort Resource Centre, and quickly I'm going to flick around because we've got a number of representatives from each of the local areas indeed, and they're going to give us a 60-second brief as to... John, just take me through this again. We were talking about this, John Middleton. We were talking... Can I kill that phone line going in there? John, we were just talking about this off-air, but we have a number of people in Keith. Liz is joining us and many others as well. In relation to unique situations that they have launched, and in Headford you've launched a unique service also.
Yeah, you know, earlier we mentioned that we do a lot of things that are similar, but because we work with issues in our different communities, the issues may be different. So on the 16th of September, we launched a new programme called Good Morning Headford, Carlos Randon and Shrewd. And you may ask, what is that? Is it a radio programme? No.
No.
We're not in compete with Galway BFM. It's a telephone befriending service. And what it is, we had six volunteers trained by the HSC. And 2 days a week now, on a Tuesday and a Thursday, between the hours of 11 and 1, they make phone calls to isolated elderly people in the area. And it's just a chat. It's not advice. It's not counselling. It's just a befriending call. And it all came about because of a Meals and Wheels programme that we do. When they're delivering the meals, people wanted a chat and had the time. So we thought maybe this would be a good way to be able to have a contact on a regular basis with people, just to give them an opportunity to chat about whatever they want to chat about.
All right, so you called them on a Tuesday and Thursday?
Correct.
Okay. Put my number on it, will you? With the look
I'll
things
send
I
you an application form. Just put down your name and address and what you'd like to talk about.
Liz Moroney joins us from the Loughrea Family Resource Centre. Liz, morning to you. And you have a programme called Getting Started.
That's right, Keith. We were approached by Justine Delaney of the Age Action Getting Started programme, and they wanted us to set up this in Loughrea. We did a bit of PR and we were inundated with phone calls from people wanting to do the course. It's training people for older people to encourage and help them use computers, the internet and mobile phones, and the classes are run by volunteer tutors with small groups of learners. In Loughrea, we currently have four classes at the Family Resource Centre and two at the Loughrea Library. And there are 14 tutors and 25 learners. So far, we've had over 80 learners who have completed the classes. All our tutors are volunteers and they come from all walks of life and people of all ages.
And do you see people then getting very adept at using mobile phones and computers?
Well, people are there to learn, but it's a relaxed environment. There's no pressure to get from point A to Z, and we just go at the pace of the learner. There are guidelines and a basic structure which have been provided by Age Action, but there's a lot of flexibility in what's covered in the class, and tutors try to reflect the learner's interest areas.
Okay, so if they want to get further details on Getting Started, if they give you give the centre here in Gort, call 630902. And have you room for more people?
We have a waiting list at the moment, and we're currently full. There will be more classes in the new year, so they can give us a call in Loughrea if they're interested.
Or 630902 here as well. Well done, Tina. Let me come back to Marie McLaughlin from Uachtarard. She is looking at youth work. Marie, morning to you.
Good morning, how are you?
Not too bad. You're looking at youth work indeed, and what have you introduced there?
Well, in Uachtarard, there's a lot of different resources for young people. We have a variety of youth groups and clubs. Some of those are Club For You, Beat Club, Spree, the Girls Group, and we also have a Rainbows Group, which is a peer support group for young children who are bereaved. We also provide a lot of workshops for young people covering issues like mental health, sexual health, relationships, body image, things like that, specific to the different groups and different age groups. I suppose then, unique to many of the other F4Cs present, we have the Youth Cafe as well in Uachtarard, so we're lucky to have a facility like that for young people in the area.
And do they come in their droves after school or during the weekend or what?
Well, because the Youth Cafe is volunteer-led, we have to wait for volunteers to be available to open it, so we usually open it on a Friday night from the 14-plus age group, and then on a Saturday night we have the Junior Cafe for the 10-13s.
Well done. If they want to get further details than that, they can pop out to there and have a look at what you've done.
They can, or they can contact me, Maria at Clan. Maria McLaughlin at Clan. Okay. I'm the development worker there.
All right. Listen, Maria, well done to you. Thanks indeed for joining us. Geraldine O'Reilly from Ballygar, you're looking at combating isolation. How are you today?
Morning, Keith. I'm grand, thank you.
Combating isolation seems to be a common theme. And what have you done in Ballygar?
Well, we do a programme of Meals on Wheels, and that is run totally by volunteers, and we use the Matthew McDonough Centre there. And the cooks and drivers are all volunteers. And we also have a social club for the social interaction of people. It's not just the elderly, it's different ages that meet for the social club. And we also have an outreach programme where we try and visit. We do visit the elderly. And I'm actually volunteer with the Aon Oliver Centre, Resource Centre in Ballygar, and they work a lot with the elderly and combat isolation there and visiting.
How receptive are the elderly?
They are very good. There again, it's a matter of trust. Like, you don't put yourself or force yourself onto them. If they want to talk to you, they will just come to you or phone you, or you'd meet them on the street. They might ask you to go for a coffee. And we also have the rural transport, which the bus collects them, and they're taken to Roscommon on Thursday for shopping and brought back home again to Ballygar and the surrounding areas.
So it is, they sign up to getting involved with you, and
yes,
and you go at their pace then.
Yeah.
So if they don't
really
want,
what they want.
It's not what
we want, it's what they would like, and
it's a nice way of doing
what they hope to do.
Yeah.
And get the ideas from them of what they'd like.
Nice way of doing it. Well done to you, Geraldine. If they want to get further details, contact the centre here and they will put you in contact with your relevant centre from there, 630902. Frank Murray joins me now as well, and he sits up to me today. And morning to you, Frank.
Good morning, Keith.
You're looking at the whole flooding side of things.
Yeah, well, I suppose it's to try and capture that, the unique ability of family resource centres to understand local needs. You know, this decentralising, you know, we know best, or we'd like to think we know best, what's going on in the local community, and how we can react to that and come up with the best, the most suitable responses. I suppose everybody knows about the suffering that went on in the Gort area during the floods. We were particularly badly hit by that. And a flood relief committee was formed. It's got a much longer name, but we'll stick with that. And we were able to help them then, say, in accessing funding to augment the funding that they'd already collected. The local effort was fantastic. And then through that, there's things happen then, just by coincidence or by destiny. And what we had is the Age Action Getting Started program here, which was already mentioned. And through that, some people came in and we got talking. And then we realised that, the practical side of things had been helped, maybe trying to get people back in their houses and help in whichever way. But also, there's that kind of psychological need for a community to pull together. And the idea came up of maybe a mutual support group. So you see that one thing leads to another. Somebody comes in the door, we're able to help in whatever way, and then this can lead to more advanced help. And so the good news is that after some meetings, and of course everything in confidentiality, we were able to contact the people that might have been glad to benefit from a group coming together after such traumatic experiences. And thankfully now we're about to hopefully get a first support group meeting going for these people that have suffered so much.
Well, and all confidential, but sharing there. And that came from the Resource Centre, because they came in inquiring and you could put this group together.
Yes, I suppose it came in through discussion. Elderly people had come in to do the Getting Started programme, the computer programme. And then you get talking to people, as John had mentioned, over a cup of tea, kind of informally. And then you start to realise, yeah, there's other problems out there. And can we do anything? And this came out of this. I think this unique ability of a family resource centre on the ground, doors always open, welcoming face at the door. And if we can't help you directly, we'll certainly find help for you.
So well done to you. And again, if you want to get further details, the telephone number here again, if you want to contact them, is 091-630-902. We're just using this number here today, so we can divert you indeed to the resource centre in your area. Well done to you, Frank, and thanks for joining. Integration with the, I know, before I let you go, the Brazilian community have been a very much a part of Gort life. How is that, and the integration worked well, but how is it now?
Yeah, I say, you know, there are, migrants are affected, as everybody is, by the recession. I'd say 75% of the Brazilian community in particular, although there are many nationalities in Gort, have gone home now, you know, when there's...
75%.
75% since the recession. There's, say, the economic migrants, you know, they're not here. There's lots of myths that need to be, you know, put to bed. You know, they're not here to go on the dole, to look for welfare. They're here to improve their lives and the lives of their families. When the work ceases, they go home. They're not here to break even. And again, I'm glad you mentioned it, because we have to be aware of, you know, the opportunity there for racism to rise because of the recession. Migrants aren't to blame for the recession, and therefore, you know, we can't too easily forget the massive contribution they made to the country in the good times. And I think we should bear that in mind. There's a lot of misinformation out there, and I think we just have to be conscious that we don't fall into the temptation of kind of xenophobic racism that can occur in a recession. Everybody's hurting, and let's not pick on the migrants.
I think wise words from you, Frank. Well done to you. Now let's take a short commercial break. We're coming back and we're looking at the day in the life of a resource centre. Pauline, Barbara, Liz, Leonora and Mary join us next. Stay tuned for that and more to come between now and 12 midday, live from the resource centre here in Gort, County Galway. Telephone number here, again, just to give it to you for one more time indeed, 630902. Commercial break back after these.
The Keith Finnegan Show, in association with Yates College, Galway's only independent second-level college. Visit yatescollege.ie.
Now, let's give you a chance to win a weekend away, courtesy of the Carlton Atlantic Coast Hotel and Spa in Westport. The voucher entitles the prize winner and a guest to two nights bed and breakfast, plus one meal in the Fishworks Cafe Bar in Westport, and one meal in the Blue Wave restaurant in the hotel as well, plus one spa treatment per guest, and... all courtesy of the Carlton Atlantic Coast Hotel in the Quay, Westport in County Mayo. Now, if you want to be with the chance to qualify for this weekend, you have to call us 091-770-077 with the word Westport. Call us, not text us, call us to 091-770-077, and just the word Westport is your password there. Now, though, a day in the life. Sounds like something indeed that is in the Tribune on a daily, on a weekly basis, but a day in the life indeed is something that we're going to look at now, because Barbara Gray from La Grey joins us, Mary Nocton from Ballygar, and indeed Pauline Scully, who's a placement student from the Masters in Community Development in Inniu Galway, but she's placed here in Gort. Barbara, you're the administrator. What's a day in the life like for you within the Resource Centre?
Well, we were going to talk about a typical day, but I suppose there's such a thing as a typical day, because it can be.
There never is when
different.
You look around here today. Are they all typical people, are they?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is as typical as it gets, Keith.
Thank God I have the glasses down further on the noses. What is it? What is a normal day, a typical day like
you? A normal day. Well, in Loughrea, there are two part-time administrators. You heard from Liz earlier on. She was talking about the Edge Action computer programme that we're running. So Liz and I both work 2.5 days. So depending on which day it is, but I'm going to describe a typical day on where I'm working. So say we would open the office, the main office reception area at 10 in the morning. But before that, say on a Tuesday morning, the computers have already been set up for the 5 learners and the 3 tutors. They've already arrived by then, and the kettle is boiling and the laughing is going on in the back room, so it's great. Then we open at 10, and then we check the usual stuff that any administrator would do. You check your messages, you reply to them, respond to emails, that sort of stuff. Then Liz and I have a kind of a division of labour in that Liz looks after all the financial stuff, so anything that comes in for Liz and to do with accounts or whatever would be Liz's, what she'd be doing in the course of the day, whereas I'd be dealing with the PR type of stuff or doing notices or doing radio programmes as they arise, that sort of stuff. And also as they arise,
yeah.
Yes, oh, you yeah. know, excuse me.
Yeah.
Then we would have about 20, the average would be about 20 callers in the course of the day. So their queries could range anything from somebody coming in maybe asking about entitlements. So somebody comes in asking about, a lot of the time they come in and say, I'm such and such and I, something's whatever, may have lost my job or whatever, what am I entitled to? So we would normally, as administrators, we don't give advice because we're not qualified. So we'll either make a phone call there for them from the office, let them maybe speak to somebody in either Citizen Information or Galway People's Resource Centre. And we have both of those, we have them once a week as an outreach service, Citizen Information on a Tuesday afternoon and the Galway People's Resource Centre on a Friday morning. Other types of queries, say maybe somebody might just come in with a form, they might want help maybe filling it out. Again, we would help, but we would always advise them to get it checked out by one or other of the information officers to make sure that everything is as it should be. Because with the system as it is now, which is totally overworked, anybody applying for applying for any kind of benefits. There's a huge backlog, so the last thing they want is a form return because it's not completed. So a lot of the time people would ask us that. We have a photocopying laminating service. There might be somebody who might call in for that. Now, if anybody ever read any of the reports to do with the results or the results of our work for the year, they mentioned this so-called cup of tea support, which sounds funny, but really that's exactly what it is. Somebody may call in, and really maybe that's all they will do the first time they call in. They come in and maybe look around, can I just have a look around? And they look at our posters and pick up one or two leaflets, and then they might sit down with the famous cup of tea, and they might just have a very informal chat, or they might just want to actually speak about something. But they know they can do that in a confidential setting, but that may lead on then. They may come back, they may pick up a leaflet, and then you might even see them they might just pick up something else as they're walking out the door, and that might be the specific reason they came in, but maybe haven't plucked up the courage on that particular occasion. So I think it's very important, and I think everybody has mentioned it here, that is the thing about the resource centre. The door is open, the welcome is confidential, friendly, and above all respectful.
You, Barbara, God, I'm tired.
Oh no, that's only the morning.
Oh, come on. and then what do you do? And let me go indeed to Mary Nocton from Ballygar. Are you that busy, Mary?
Good morning, Keith, and welcome to Gort. Yes, I am. All of the aforesaid by Barbara, I also do. But I am not your typical administrator in Ballygar. due to our setting, because...
Sorry, apologies for the heckling, really. It's okay. Fionnuala's going over with a hot boiling kettle currently. We'll sort him out. Yeah, sorry, go on.
Due to our rural setting in Ballygar and the fact that there is no other information service whatsoever, some 4 years ago I undertook an information provision course through Corla. So a lot of the outreach information that will be provided in other centres is done by myself in the ANOD Centre, so my days can be quite hectic. I can have anything and anyone come through my door. In the present climate, I have a lot of family matters, social and domestic, money issues, problems, and a lot of people having big problems with bills, you know, ESB and electricity and things like that at the moment. I also have people coming through with housing problems, mortgage arrears, maintenance. I deal with all aspects of the social welfare issues. Big one at the moment, I'm sure, is the fuel allowance. People are, due to the bad winter we had last year, and there has been word out there that it's expected again this winter. A lot of people are worried about fuel allowance. So that I've been very busy on that aspect at the moment. We have a lot of health issues. You have mental issues coming through the door, medical card issues, people are worrying about these new prescription charges, as they're saying, this is only the beginning, Mary. What will happen to the next budget and the budget thereafter? They're worried about the increased cost over the next number of years. We also have problems in the health sector with patients who are coming out of hospital and in convalescence. They're looking for items, and any item under €100 now has to be paid by the patient, and this can cause a lot of hassle. Also, this new Fair Deal system that came in last year again while the government was on holidays has brought in a whole new problem with regard to nursing homes, and this will highlight itself over the coming months. Apart from all those type of issues, I also organise classes. We have an office services programme where I could be typing up newsletters, booklets. We provide internet access. We purchase flights for the Polish people. And then when I have all that done, Keith, I actually do my job as administrator, get onto my accounts and things like that. So I'm very much a multitasker. There's no parameters in my job, just like your own, Keith.
Listen, do you know what? The good thing, really, on this one, Mary, is that Annie Rosario doesn't realise how handy she has it in Gort. But sure, what the hell, you know? Let me go to
Paul. Siobhan knocked her in Ballygar.
Pauline Scully of Gort, God bless you. You're a placement student from the Masters in Community Development from NUI Galway. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
And you're here with them.
I'm here since the 1st September on my placement.
How are you enjoying it?
Well, I haven't really had time to enjoy it. We've been so busy. I haven't had a minute to go.
And what do you hope to achieve during your placement here?
Well, I want to learn what everything really happens in a resource centre from grassroots. And it's and a textbook in college, but now it's hands-on here.
And are there many doing the course that you're doing?
Ten. Ten of us, yeah.
And you've all been placed?
Placed, yeah. We got our own placements, and I picked Gort. And I live locally, so, but I didn't know anything about Resource Centre until I got here.
I was going to say to you, if you lived here, did you know anything about it? But you've answered that now. You took the words out of your mouth.
I think I called in here once and I didn't know what happened.
And now that you're on the inside, now that you're one of them.
Yes, I'm shocked. They're so busy.
Really?
Yeah, non-stop.
Just constant.
Every day. So it's like every day, it's a new day and people coming all the time.
And do you leave the desk cleaned, going home in the evening, ready for another day? You do. Why is she prodding you there? I don't know.
I've been very busy. And
So, and when you finish college then, what are you going to do?
Well, I would like to work in a community, in somewhere like this, or it would be in community development. Well, I will be trained and I will have my master's, so.
You're learning from the masters here as well,
yes,
so you're the masters of how just to survive, because when you see the people coming through at the rate that they're coming through, I don't think with all due respect to the education system, I don't think any education system can train you for what you're going to get.
No.
Coming through the doors. All right, listen, well done to you.
Thank you.
I hope that wasn't too traumatic on you.
No,
no, that's okay.
Thanks.
I want to get out of Gort alive. Let me take a short commercial break because Garda Nollig McAndrew is sitting in studio. We're looking for your assistance with five situations, but let's take a short commercial break.
The Keith Finnegan Show, in association with Yates College, Galway's only independent second level college. Visit yatescollege.ie.
Now, let me come back, though, to the Gort Resource Centre here. We're a little bit tight to time today, and apologies to those service providers that we just can't get to today. They're on standby here at the Resource Centre, but unfortunately, the clock is ticking. But let me go, first off, to four people, indeed, who are going to join me here. Jimmy Towie is first, Jimmy, today, and you are with the Galway People's Resource Centre. What exactly is the Galway People's Resource Centre, can I ask you?
We are... again, an information centre. We provide a lot of different services in relation to preparation of CVs, run a jobs club. Welfare information would be our main business.
Where are you based?
We're based in Nuns Island, in Galway.
In Canavan House there?
Canavan House, Nuns Island, yes.
A legend of a spot.
Yes.
And again,
a long tradition.
Are you seeing the same interest that they have in the Ballygars and the Lochrays?
Oh, very much so. There's a huge increase in the workload and as well in the complexity of the workload, being as queries were relatively simple for the most part in while the Celtic Tiger was in existence. Now the complexity of the issues is huge, really.
And but if they come, they get answers, you can give them answers.
Well, yes, and we try as well, I suppose, to give people a little bit of hope by informing them of some options that they may have for furthering their education or courses or whatever, and as well to access welfare entitlements. As was alluded to already, there is a huge complexity in the system, and we try and smooth that over and try and get through it as best we can.
All right, well, if they give us a call here, we can put them in contact with you then, basically, if they give us this number of call here. We're using the Gort number 630902. Jimmy, stay with me if you don't mind. Donna Concannon, how are you today? And in the current employment situation, you're a mediator in employment.
I am indeed, yes. And
difficult times.
Very difficult times. And I work with Galway Rural Development, and I'm part of the services, the unemployed team. And we work with each one of us, have an outreach to the different family resource centres that you have been talking to this morning. And mine is Ballygar. And Ballygar is, they recognised out there, as they were saying, they were talking earlier about isolation. And I go out there as often as the need, but mostly once a month. And I work with a variety of people, from the traveller community to the... non-Irish national community and the ordinary community.
So if somebody then presents themselves and they have an employment difficulty, you and your team, the outreach, or yourself indeed, you're there just to tell them what their rights are, take them through where to go to get, if they need assistance, to get
in
assistance.
In this new climate, Keith, what we find on our team is that what people really need is a chat. And they can do that best in the family resource centres, and we do have the cup of tea if they need it. And we have three offices throughout the county. We have Adrian Feeney, who covers the Tuam area, and we have Angela Mahan, who covers the Loughrea area, and myself, I cover the Bannisloe area with outreach to Ballygar and Portumna. Angela does outreach here to Gort and Woodford, and Adrian does outreach to Glenamaddy and Headford.
So anybody indeed that would need assistance at all, you're saying contact us,
yes.
Contact this office here, and Annie's team will put
and
them in contact.
We have confidential, like, for, as I said, for the most part now, people like to chat. I mean, for an instance, I had a lady with me, and she was 31 years employed, and she came in, and I don't know how she heard about me, she came and she sat down, and she was as nervous as I am this minute now. And she said, you know, what would she do when she was 31 years, and it was like a death, and it wasn't, the job for her was not about the money. The job was about getting up in the morning, yeah, about having structure to her day. And I told her about her entitlements, and if you pardon the expression, she said, I'm not signing on for the dole. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, you're entitled to, I said, you're 31 years putting money in a piggy bank, and it's time to knock your snout off and go and get a bit of money for yourself. And I said, while you have that money, maybe you'd identify a course that you'd like to do, and that you're at a crossroads now, maybe that you'd like to do something that you'd always like to do but couldn't do up to now on account of financial reasons. And she said, I'd love to be a medical secretary. So that lady is now going to Galway, learning how to be a medical secretary, and hopefully, okay, she will be.
And can we just state that no pigs have been hurt in the
no.
In the sorting out of her her education.
No. That's okay. But it followed that I had to go with her to the unemployment exchange office because she would not go on her own.
God bless you. Well done to you. Thanks, yeah, indeed for joining us, Duncan Cannon. Let me go to Cecily Maher, who joins us today from the LGBT and Diversity. And how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well.
And what is your involvement?
My role is to support the development of lesbian, gay, bisexual and transgender groups in Galway and also four other counties of Westmeath, Laois, Offaly and Tipperary. And so I would work with the groups that are already in existence here in Galway, Shout, Amok and Gossip. And they are, but they're volunteer led and they're city based. And so the role of the FRCs is so important then that we work with the FRCs throughout Galway and Mayo to highlight the issues for LGBT people. And really the FRCs, because they're based in isolated areas, they really help us to promote the fact that there is an LGBT community within these regions, you know.
Mm. It's important to get that information out there.
Absolutely.
Because so many people, I mean, isolation seems to be one thing that's coming,
yes,
through today, and I know we're running over, and I know you're launching a brand new youth service as well, group space as well, Stand Up, My Best Friend. But it is just important that the support is there.
Absolutely. And I mean, the family resource centres around the Galway area and Mayo have been fantastic. I mean, each year they've been doing really groundbreaking work here in the West. They, every year for Pride, they dress the windows of the family resource centres with the rainbow flags, with information for people and highlight the issues. They also developed a code of practice for family resource centres, community development projects and partnerships, and that's been rolled out nationwide now, which is just fantastic. And it was developed here in the West. And so for Social Inclusion Week, we showed the film Milk here in Gort last week as well, and that was in the Gort Library in conjunction with Gort FRC, LGBT Diversity and the LGBT groups here in Galway, and it was a great success. It was a fantastic night. So to see supports like that happening in the isolated areas in Galway is really fantastic.
Well done to you. Finally, though, let me go to Maura Ihini of the VEC. Maura, how are you? Education is crucial in all of this.
Well, I'm working in community education in particular, Keith, and as a community education facilitator around the county, what I do is I help the communities to help themselves. And the communities themselves identify the needs, and we provide them with support to organise their own courses and to provide the services that they need in their own community. And that's why it is very important for us to work so closely with the family resource centres, because I suppose maybe listening to what people have said earlier on here today, a lot of people are talking about the needs, but there's a fantastic movement around the county, I find, for people to help themselves, to come forward and to get involved. And we'll say for the family resource centres, you know, they are crucial to identifying need for us agencies, really, and we work in partnership with them. So we'll say, for example, with in relation to the youth needs, now Ugh Dreard mentioned them earlier on, and we run a youth leadership course in Ugh Dreard to train people up so that they're confident to get involved in their own community. And Annie mentioned earlier on the lone parents who are working out the back. I think they're doing learning DIY. That would be a program we support. Because we want people to help themselves and they want to help themselves. So there's a great movement, Keith, I think, at the moment for people to get back to maybe some of the basic things.
Yeah.
Yes, like horticulture. There's a huge demand for people doing horticulture courses across the county. There's one running here in Gort and there's one running back in Cashel, Connemara. And the same with craft and cooking and all those old traditions and skills.
Gone.
And people just want to get together, they want to meet up and they want to share their stories, and they need to meet up, and the isolation is a huge thing, Keith.
And while some of the older people in the community are still alive, that they can tell them about the olden days as to where the community gardens were and how to do this, that and the other, and otherwise it really is now is the time to try and harness that as well. Listen, well done to you. Wish we had more time, but unfortunately more we don't. But thank you indeed for joining us today. It's 11:52. It's kind of going to be like the loaves and fishes, guys, at this stage. I have a small commercial break for 2 minutes to take. We're back for a final wrap here from the Gort Resource Centre, but the telephone number here is 091 if you want to get through to us. And I did write it down again. A second, 630902 at 630902. Commercial break back after these ads.
The Keith Finnegan Show, in association with Yates College, Galway's only independent second level college. Visit yatescollege.ie.
Morning to you. Welcome to the programme. And we have a load of people I want to get through, and I'm only going to give them a couple of seconds. Margaret Carr is also a volunteer, but she's chairperson of here. Margaret, how are you?
I'm very well,
thank you. Do you whip them into shape, do you?
Welcome to Galway. Yeah, welcome to Dort.
Thank you. Do you whip them into shape, keep them on their toes?
Very gently, yes.
Very gently?
Very gently, yes.
Yeah. But listen, you have a great facility here, you really have.
It's a wonderful facility.
And wonderful people within it as well. Stay with me, Margaret. Catherine Duffy.
Yes, good morning, it's lovely to meet you.
Headford.
Yes, I'm the chairperson, Solace in Headford. And I'm delighted to be here.
We're surrounded by chairpersons, aren't we?
I'm delighted, because I actually live in Mayo, so I've come a long way this morning to talk to you, so it's an honour to be here. But I represent, because Headford is up the road from me, so I'm involved with Headford Resource Centre. And what it's done for me, changed my life completely. It's made me a far better person, and I'm so delighted I joined it 9 years ago.
9 years ago, well done to you. Let me go to Breed Mongan of Ballygar. How are you, Breed?
Hello, Keith, how are you?
And you're a volunteer also.
I am, I'm a volunteer in the Ballygar FRC, and it's great. It's really good, it's really changed. I volunteer a lot involving with the FRC, and it's great.
You get a huge kick out of it then as well.
I do, yeah.
And Mary, Mary Seale, you're involved in the West Training and support agency.
Absolutely, and we're a support agency for the family resource centres in the Western region, which covers from Donegal down to Cork. You've heard of the huge range in support and services being provided by the family resource centres, and they wouldn't be there without the volunteers. So our role is basically to help the volunteers to do all of that. They're publicly funded, so they must be companies limited by guarantee, corporate governance, all those awful audited accounts, annual returns. Our role is to provide the training and advice to kind of enable volunteers to do that and to get on with the really important work, which is, you know, working with the target groups in the community.
Well, listen, well done to you, Mary, and congratulations on that. And Julius Darry joins me because he is from Johishka. Julius, how are you?
I'm good, yourself?
You have news and gossip for me today, Julius.
I have a lot to say about the community, you know, as a whole, the Family Resource Centre, you know, it's been very great. You know, where I'm from, which is the Johishka area, you know, it's a great, you know, environment, I mean, community as well. And we are doing, you know, fantastic thing there now.
And how long are you in existence?
Well, we're still at the preliminary stages, you know, we are working through things out, you know, and, you know, be able to, you know, go through the stages of employing the coordinator and getting the result, I mean, the family.
And when do you reckon it'll be fully up and running?
Well, I would say in two months' time, you know, we should be able to.
Mary Seale is nodding her head, so that means you've ticked all the boxes there.
ASAP.
And it is needed in Johishka, so it is.
Say that again?
You do need.
We do, yeah. We do need, you know, Family Resource Centre to integrate people, to bring people together, to empower people.
And is this the way that you see the integration going better in Johishka?
I think it is. I think it's another way of bringing people together and empower people. Mm. It's a better way to, you know, give people the sense of power and sense of belonging, you know, ownership, which every community needs, you know, in Ireland.
Well, we look forward to working with you, Julius Darry. Thank you for joining us. Margaret Carr got very little to say, unfortunately. Margaret, we'll come back to you again in another day. Catherine Duffy, Bridgman, Mangan, Mary Seal, Julius, we look forward to working with you. So that's a new centre coming online in Johishka. Don't forget, throughout the day, if you want to get further details, call 630-902 is the telephone number here, 630-902.